Candy Cosplay, and you're listening to We Got the Geek.
All right, it's Jay, Stu, and Sarah J.
Hi.
It's week three of our new segment. This week, we're going to call it by its title.
Yes, thank you, Aaron Russell, again.
Yeah, the Geekly Session.
Yes.
And we're very excited. We are here in the underground secret headquarters of our old friend, Hunter and Kristen. We'll call it the Hunter Cave, I guess. No? What do you guys call it?
The Wi-Fi here now is the Moss Hunter Cantina. Because okay. We had Stately Hunter Manor. We had the Hunter... When we moved into the basement apartment, we called it the Hunter Cave then.
Okay.
And then we moved here, and we went with the Moss Hunter Cantina.
That's genius. That's genius. I love it.
Yeah, it's a wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Nice.
That's because of the cat.
Yeah. And the toddler.
But it's been a while since we saw you guys. We were just talking, I think the last time we recorded with you was the Civil War review.
Yeah, it was either that or one of the year end, because we might have gotten 2016 in. I think we might have gotten that before we moved.
That's right. Were you at the one at the Geekery?
No. Oh, yes,
you
I
were.
Was at the one. Yes,
you
I was
were.
At, I drove down because I was doing an inspection
That's right.
on the house that day, and I stayed to do... to do the recording.
Yeah, that's right, because Balmer was a million years late, and
yes.
then he, like,
and
got
it was
mad.
Like a blizzard that day.
And he got mad at me for having Mad Max on my list.
Yes.
That's right, because that was the Force Awakens year, and I remember you having that on your list.
Yep. Yeah, we did that one.
Yeah. And then I was remembering one time when we were doing the old show, you guys made me a cake for our anniversary, a Die Hard cake.
I don't think that was us.
It was you guys. You came downstairs, Geek Hard with a Vengeance or something you wrote on the cake. It was you guys.
It was us.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds cool. We're awesome.
I recall pictures of it at one point.
Yeah.
Neat. Man, that sounds great.
No, it was nice.
To be me.
It was like three or four phones ago. I have no idea.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
it
know.
Was definitely you.
Awesome.
So,
okay.
We'll have
I'll
to find the picture so you can see them.
Yeah, I don't believe
then,
it until I said it didn't happen.
Another good memory. Hunter here also helped us out with the Chris Claremont interview a couple of years ago.
Yep.
Yes, he did.
That was our second interview with him. We just were stupid and didn't record the first one.
That's right.
So we made him tell the same story again.
Yeah, and I was thinking of you earlier this week because they just had an X-Men comic where finally Kitty Pryde and Colossus got married.
Oh, okay.
And he came back to write part of it.
Which
oh, wow.
I'm still surprised that they got married in the comic.
You did not even know they had been together.
Nope.
That's
they
that's
up
not.
On Joss Whedon's run of Astonishing X-Men shortly after he came back to life.
Okay.
And then that was shortly before she got trapped in a space bullet. Comics are awesome, people.
Or weird, as you were saying earlier, you know, Frog Thor.
Yeah.
Frog wow.
Thor. But, yeah, no, because Colossus had died, quote-unquote.
I remember that, yeah.
With a legacy virus. And it turns out that he was being kept underground by aliens because he was prophesied to blow up their planet. And then they found him, and he and Kitty Pryde, like, finally hooked up. Like, they had, like, the issue was, like, the two of them, and you, like, just have Wolverine, like, in the living room, and, like... He hears them, and, like, Kitty phases through the floor, like naked, like, falls to the ground, has to run back upstairs. And then the next morning, he just sort of looks at them both and goes, finally.
Yeah, because I remember in the 80s, those guys liked each other.
Well, she... Yeah, like, it originally started, like, she had a crush on him, and, like, Nightcrawler had a crush on Kitty Pryde when she first showed up, but
yeah.
She thought he was, like, a creepy demon thing, and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know.
He is the son of the devil, so.
Yeah, I remember Colossus and her were kind of a thing, and then he went to the Secret Wars planet, and then all of a sudden was in love with some alien lady.
Yeah.
Wow, that two-timing steel jerk.
To be fair, he was like 18 and she was like 13, so.
Well,
okay,
yeah.
That's all right, then. I mean,
yeah.
You know.
All right, well, then, yeah, I have no words.
It was more like one of those, like, puppy dog crushes from the kid, and you're like, oh, that's adorable, sweetie, and then, like, a couple years goes by and go, oh, you really filled out, so you're 18 now? Okay, cool, yeah, we can do this.
Oh, it's always
awesome.
The rest
is history.
It's awesome recording.
Romance.
Newton style.
Ew.
Oh, you made me, watch, what was that horrible?
Gen X.
That's right.
Yes, because... You make me watch, like, Return to Riverdale or whatever.
That's right. Hey, Jughead rapped in that.
Oh, man. I would much rather watch the Riverdale TV show that's on right now, and I don't want to watch the Riverdale TV show that's on right now.
You are a smart fellow.
Anyways.
So, we do have some geek news.
Sure.
I've sent you some, so I know you've got
you
some.
You did.
And in moments, they get to see me in my old man glasses trying to read, so that'll be good.
That's great.
Do you want to kick things off? I think you have a Captain Marvel story there.
I do?
And then Hunter can add to it, because he just read something about that movie.
Yes.
Sure.
Oh my god. Well, they don't go into much detail, but Annette Bening is going to be joining the cast of Captain Marvel. She's going to be playing a scientist. But she may actually possibly be playing Captain Marvel's mother, Marie Danvers.
I just want her to just be called a scientist the whole movie. Like, yeah, I don't want her to have a name.
And in the news story, the scientist is in quotes, scientist.
That's even better.
Right?
Just be like, oh, hi, Carol Danvers. This is, quote, a scientist. Like,
unquote.
Yes, it is apparently also going to be Coulson's origin story.
Which is
that's cool.
Because back in, like, the first Iron Man, he had said something like, oh, this isn't my first rodeo,
yeah.
Mr. Stark. So apparently, this will be his first rodeo.
Nice.
So,
and Jude Law is in this, too, but I don't know who he's playing.
He's Mar-Vell.
Yeah, he's going to play Mar-Vell. He's going to play the, like, original Kree warrior that... holds these powers, and then he's going to hand them off to Carol Danvers.
Oh,
so
I don't know all of that.
Yeah, so this is a movie where an alien crash lands into Earth and is injured and needs to give his powers to a fighter pilot.
I know,
and it's not Green Lantern this time because those are two origin stories that are completely the same.
Also, Chris Claremont created her back in the day too.
Oh, cool!
Yep.
When she was Ms. Marvel.
Yes, I loved that outfit, though. Like, the one-piece bikini with the red sash and the lightning bolt, and that is probably still one of my favorite comic outfits.
Is that just Teenage Hunter talking?
Or? No. I have cosplay. Like, there are pictures that I've seen of great cosplay of, and I'm like, yeah.
Now, we talked a little bit about this, chatting back and forth after... we'd all seen Avengers Infinity War. By the way, there's probably going to be spoilers for that, so if you haven't seen it...
it's your own damn fault.
Yeah.
The spoilers are going to come just like that.
What did you think of the end credit scene in Infinity War?
I enjoyed the end credit scene.
I
was very disappointed that Mr. Nick Fury is gone. I was indifferent to Ms. Colby Smulders.
Well, I know Kristen's a fan.
Yeah.
Oh, no, not the Scherbatsky, but...
I'm pretty sure I actually went, no, Robin, in the movie theater.
I was going to say, like, that was one of those end credit scenes that sparks, like, a million Google searches. Like, what does that star mean?
Yeah, because somebody, a friend of mine, saw the movie and said, what was that thing on his... I'm like, oh, my God, okay, you call yourself a nerd?
Well, I mean, now, that's fair. I try not to shame people for not knowing, right?
Yeah.
And part of it is, like, a cool mystery, and I would rather tell somebody, like, oh my god, you're gonna love it, rather than, oh, you don't know what this,
like... No, I was joking with her because she loves cons and everything, and I was like, you don't know?
Yeah.
And so I told her what it was, she goes, well, that's so cool. I'm like,
it's a space pager.
I want a space pager.
Part of me is hoping that the end credit scene in Captain Marvel is going to be her answering it.
I have to imagine that something to do with that is going to show up. Like, there's so many things that you have to look at now and go, like, okay, in the next couple months or within the next year, a lot of stuff is going to happen in Marvel stuff. Like, the season finale of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., like, half the cast is getting dusted.
Probably. Like,
and then, like, I'm expecting the end credit scene of Ant-Man and the Wasp to be either Hope or Hank Pym getting dusted. And my other thought was, it's going to be Hope and Scott's daughter. They're two characters' daughters getting dusted.
Okay.
Yeah. As the, like, getting them in, because from what I've been told, Evangeline Lilly is in Avengers 4.
Okay.
But the shots that we've seen her of is of her, like, old haircut.
Oh.
So it's leading into the theory that there's time travel involved, and they're
That's what we were talking about.
Yeah.
Well, there's pictures of Cap in his first Avengers movie costume, too.
With Ant-Man. Yeah. And they all have, like, weird electronic devices on their wrists.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so if they have something with Evangeline Lilly set in the past that they have to deal with, that would explain why she might be there. But a reason for him to get involved would be if, like, his daughter's gone. Like,
So that's probably going to be why Hawkeye shows up.
Like, if your entire family just poofs in front of you, you're going to be very, very mad. Like, I mean, you might go take a nap because, hey, silence.
It's just you. Especially with the new baby that they had.
Mm. Yes, the traitor.
Mm. Yes.
Well, because it was supposed to be a girl named Natasha, and it turns out to be a boy named Nathan.
That's right.
Yes. These are all the little things that stay in my brain.
That's okay. That's okay. Now I'm going to throw this story out, because we were talking a little bit off the recorder beforehand about this one.
Yeah.
So Chris Hemsworth might not be done with Thor after Avengers 4. He was on Instagram the other day, and he got everyone buzzing by sharing a thank you message for the box office in China last week.
Yep.
And he dropped a hint that about the future of the Marvel Cinematic Universe and how he might fit into it. And here's the exact quote. He said, "Thank you so much, everyone who continues to support these characters and the Marvel Universe." And then he added, "We're going to keep trying to crank them out for you if you let us." So that implies he's coming back.
Yay.
And it might not even be, like, Thor 4. It might be a movie where, like, he joins in as, like, the secondary character in the way, like, Hulk was in Ragnarok. Like,
I would love to see him in Guardians 3.
I was just going to say, I would love to see more of him and Groot and, like, Rocket. Like, that would just be phenomenal.
Well, you know, he and the rabbit had a great chemistry.
Yes.
That made me laugh. I laughed so hard we kept calling him a rabbit.
Yeah.
And how epic was it when Thor showed up on Earth at the end, man? That was so great.
That's fantastic.
That's the hero shot right there.
Oh,
like,
God, it was amazing.
So, yeah, I don't know if you'll see him. I think it might depend on who comes back from the Guardians of whether or not Thor comes back too, right? But you've got this whole, like, they've made hints of, like, oh, well, you didn't see these characters dead in the beginning of Infinity War. So, like, Valkyrie and Stone Tai Wakita or whatever. Yeah. Or, like,
Korg.
Steve. Yes.
No, it was Korg.
Korg.
Yeah. So, like, you didn't see them, so they've implied that, like, half of the Asgardians got away. So, like,
well, the Russo brothers actually confirmed the characters who lived off-screen. So, Valkyrie, she's fine.
Yep.
Korg and Meek, they're fine.
Yep.
Sif, dust.
Really?
Yes.
Because Sif's, like, been, like, her big thing has been, like, I'm going to be the recurring character that we don't have to pay a lot of money for on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yep.
Like,
wasn't she at once?
No, she was on a couple times.
Oh, was she? Okay.
Yeah, essentially, whenever a new Thor movie was coming out, she sort of showed up.
No, Sif is dust. Howard the Duck? Fine.
Oh.
And Aunt May.
And Aunt May is fine.
Oh. There's a scene for Avengers 4. Like, oh yeah, by the way, I got your nephew dusted. Like.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
So that's just interesting that they have these backstories of who lived and who got
dusted. They have the backstory of the translation for Groot's final words.
I saw that.
Sad.
That made me sad.
It's like, no!
Yeah, like, oh, we're just gonna jab you right in the feelings.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
It was like, okay.
No, like, they know what they're doing. I would actually be curious to see, I would love to see, like, Thor and Captain Marvel team up.
Yeah, that'd be decent.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Because if she knows space, right, like,
yeah.
If, like, the rest of the Asgardians are sort of, like, hanging out in space, it'd be an interesting pair yeah. up for him. Because the other thing yeah. is they've said is she's going to be the most powerful character they've had in the movies.
Right.
So it'd be interesting to see him, again, have to sort of team up with somebody that's stronger than he is.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Right?
I would like to see Bucky and Rocket do more stuff together. Because that was great. They're seen in...
Well, he's got a fetish for, like...
I know! Like, how much limbs. For the gun? Not for sale. How about the arm?
I want to get that arm.
I love that.
I'm going to say, it brought me great joy any time an Avenger and a Guardian were together in that movie.
I am Groot. I am Steve Rogers.
Yeah. Also, I love that Thor speaks Groot.
Yeah.
Because he learned it on Asgard in school.
Yeah. Like, Strand was an elective.
Yeah. You know.
But you can see that. Like, you can just be like, oh, yeah, like, I'm going to go to school. And be like, I'm totally, like, the PE, like, gym football star. And be like, oh, I got to take electives. I hear tree is a bird course. Like, I'm going to take that.
I also very much appreciate that the Guardians have started to learn Groot as well.
Yeah.
And, like, they're like, whoa, language! But, yeah, that teenage Groot.
Surly little tree stump.
Oh, yeah.
All right, we're going to take a break. I'm probably going to play Kristen's commercial.
Rob Retro.
And when we come back, we have more news. We're here with the Hunters.
Yay.
And it's awesome. And we'll be right back after these words.
Hold on, true believers. There's more We Got the Geek after these words.
Kristen Hunter, also known as Kiki, is a Canadian artist specializing in polymer clay creations. Being a geek at heart, most of her work is nerd-themed. Kristen has several lines of geeky creations, including steampunk, comic, and video game-inspired work, as well as sushi-themed jewelry. Kristen is always excited to create the perfect custom piece for any theme or occasion. Please check out her website at kikiscustomcreations.com.
Where is Gamora?
Yeah, I'll do you one better.
Who's Gamora?
I'll do you one better. Why is Gamora?
All right, we're back here at the Hunters, and it's awesome, and I've had a beer, and it's all good.
Awesome.
You know, someone doesn't drink often when one beer makes it awesome.
One beer, and I'm...
Yeah.
Woo!
I'm tired and old.
So it sounds about
well.
Right.
Mixes well. I'm a lightweight. Sarah J., what do you have for us next?
Absolutely nothing. I'm kidding.
Cool, and we're done. See ya.
Bye. Okay, I'm going to go. I'm skipping the one. This is more fun. There's going to be a sequel to The Hitman's Bodyguard. It is in the works even as we speak. Ryan Reynolds and Samuel L. Jackson are going to be reprising their roles, which I loved The Hitman's Bodyguard.
It was awesome.
Every possible scenario I had covered, every kill shot... Every angle. And he fucking ruins my life with one lucky shot through a window the size of a... Just a... There he goes again. I hope they kill him, I really do.
Okay.
Even if I did save him, again, you know what he'd say? He'd say that I had it all figured out before you got here. You say,
I guess my thing's just better than your thing, motherfucker. I guess bullets are just allergic to me, motherfucker.
This guy single-handedly ruined the word motherfucker. Do you know how hard that is to do?
Casting really hasn't been confirmed. Title of the new movie has been confirmed, and it's going to be called The Hitman Wife's Bodyguard. I can't talk.
That's right.
The Hitman's... Yeah.
Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard.
Yeah.
The possessives on
it. Did you guys see the
movie? It was written weird.
No. It was decent.
It was decent.
That is like...
It's better than decent.
It was really good.
Sideways.
It made my end of the year list last year.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was such a good movie. And Ryan Reynolds and Samuel L. Jackson together is just brilliant.
There was lots of swearing.
No.
Sure you don't say.
Shut the front door. Get out of here.
Oh, yeah.
Check it out. It's very good.
Okay. Yeah.
You'll be happy you did.
Yes, you will.
And then you will say
so
to
many
me,
things. I have so many things on my back, like burnout stuff I have to catch up on.
Oh, I hear you.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Like, I actually, like, I'm actually a bunch behind on Supergirl now just because I was trying to keep up with, like, Legends,
yeah.
Arrow, and yeah. Flash. And, yeah.
I'm a couple behind on Supergirl right now.
I only watch Legends.
Legends was great.
I have to say,
Legends this season was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
They just completely embraced the idea of, like, yeah, guys, we time travel. Let's get as goofy as possible with this. Like, when you have essentially a Furby become the god of war to a tribe of Norse Vikings, it's great.
That was pretty freaking... I love that one.
And the crossover was great this year, too.
The crossover was good. Yeah. I have nothing bad to say about the crossover, right? Other than the, like, maybe shoehorned in extra wedding at the end.
Oh, jeez,
like,
yeah.
Like, that'd be like, hey, we just spent thousands of dollars on this wedding, and, okay, yeah, we're done. No, hold on, 5 more minutes, buddy, we want to get married too. Like, the shit, man?
Yeah.
Like, this is my day.
Who got married?
Oh, Ollie, Green Arrow and Felicity. Got married at the tail end of Flash.
I love that you, like, corrected yourself like you're still trying to protect his secret.
That's right. It's
like,
out there.
No, it's
out there.
Oh, my God.
So,
yes, it's out there.
You have some choice words about the finale. Oh,
God, I hated that finale. It was just so telegraphed of, like, I'm going to go around and talk to everybody like I'm dying. Like.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So, but my problem with it was, is, okay, one, my problem was the Flash was already on trial this season. He got convicted and was in prison, and they got him out. And then you had the whole, like, okay, we're going to arrest Oliver Queen for being the Green Arrow. And you had his trial. And he got off. And you're like, okay, cool. That's at least different than what they did on The Flash. Like, it was unexpected.
Mm-hmm.
You brought in, like, cool character in Christopher Chance. You brought back the actor to play Tommy Merlin. Like, that was a really cool way of doing that trial. And then they undid it, like, 3 episodes later.
Mm-hmm.
And I just hate Ricardo Diaz. Like, he is just such a nothing character. Like, his thing is, I'm a crime boss. Like, we've seen it, but better in, like, every capacity everywhere else. Like, there's just nothing to him other than, I'm angry, I'm gonna threaten people's lives. Like, he's just not interesting.
No, I agree.
And I felt like there was really no background to his plan. Like, oh, he wants to get the Green Arrow to go to prison. Like, why? Like, even his followers at that point are just like, just walk up to him and shoot him in the head. And he's like, no, I have this plan for him. And you're like, why? This has nothing to do with any of your goals, as flimsy as they may be. And then they let him go, and I'm like, no, I am just so ready for this character to be gone. Like, I felt at least Caden James was interesting in that, like, he got to be a more cerebral bad guy. And yeah, okay, we're getting a lot of that on the, like, we got a lot of that on The Flash this season, and maybe they were worried about that looking very similar, but he at least had a motivation. Like, he had that, like, dead son thing that even if Ollie didn't do it, was a reason. Like, that's a reason for somebody to want to go, like, I'm gonna get revenge on this person, but I also want him to go to prison. Like, I want him to pay for killing my son, but I want him to pay in this legal kind of way. It's this sort of, like, to borrow, like, Dungeons and Dragons. Like, it's that lawful evil versus, like, chaotic evil of, like, the Joker, I'm just going to kill everybody. Like, it's a good reason. And then he died, and you were just left with Diaz. Like, and the worst part was, is, like, it's not even, like, say, like, Ra's al Ghul, where, like, Ra's al Ghul beat Ollie in a fight. Like, no, he lost a fight to Ollie. Like, we already know he can't beat him. So there was just no stakes in it for me. So I'm sorry to see Quentin go.
Like, yeah, that was sad.
That was, I mean, yeah, he was a good character. Like, I think they had done all that they could really do with him.
Yeah.
But, and it was nice to see Sarah come back, like, just have somebody actually think, oh yeah, by the way, this guy has another daughter. Like, we should probably call her and let her know what's going on.
Yeah, Sarah from Legend showed up on the finale last night.
Oh, okay.
And you like her.
I do like her. I like her a lot. She's got a great name.
Yes.
That's right.
So,
you know what? This actually leads into the next story. We're talking about the crossover. And
yeah, so this is going to bring the Batwoman into the Arrowverse.
And Gotham, too. They're going to mention Gotham City. And
well, they've
like
mentioned
that.
Gotham City before.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like there's a number of references have been made.
Well, they did mention Bruce Wayne this year.
Yeah, like, well, they've mentioned Bruce Wayne before. Like, Ollie's made, like, offhand references to, like, oh, like, has anybody seen what Bruce Wayne's been doing these days? Or, like, or do they have problems in, like, that other city? Like, Supergirl's made mention of Batman.
Yeah.
A bunch of times before. Like, because of the Superman connection, like, they've made the point of, like, oh, like, your cousin's, like, grumpy friend, or like the angry guy from that other city. Like, they've never called him Batman, but
right.
It's been very clear that it's been Batman.
Yeah, the moody
guy. Grumpy man. That's awesome. But that could be exciting. I don't know where they're going to go with it, but
yeah, I mean, like, there's interesting things that you can do with it, because, like, the main Batwoman, like, her dad is also a general, so, like, there's all this stuff. Everybody's focused too much right now on, oh, well, what are they going to do about Batman? And
yeah.
I think it's just very easy to just be like, oh, I'm sorry, Batman's just better at keeping his secret than everybody else. Like,
yeah. Yeah, I don't think he's ever going to show up on those Arrowverse
shows. They can. I don't think they'll let him. Like, they're still doing too much with it, especially if, I mean, I guess Ben Affleck is still humming and hawing about whether or not he's going to come back and be...
Depending on what day of the week
the Batman.
Is. Yeah.
But, because he's their highest profile character, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, again, you've got Gotham only has one season left.
Yeah.
And this season is supposed to be like a short, like, this is how Bruce Wayne becomes Batman season.
Yeah, 13 episodes, I think it is.
Yeah, and it's supposed to be like, here's Batman coming. So, I mean, it might be that kind of thing where they're like, okay, yeah, we might bring him into the Arrowverse.
Yeah.
I'm still expecting at some point, like, a Crisis on Infinite Earths thing that brings them all the universes together.
That'd be cool.
So.
Sure.
I would enjoy
that. Well, we're only a couple seasons away on Flash from the crisis that they mentioned in the newspaper. I think we got to get to, like...
Mm-hmm.
2020 or 2020, like, it's like the seventh season of Flash or something.
Yeah.
Because in the very first season, they had, like, a newspaper from the future. And it's like, Flash disappears in crisis. And so, the timing-wise, is it looks like it would happen in, like, the seventh season of The Flash.
Okay.
So, I mean, if Arrow's still around, that would be the ninth season of Arrow.
Yeah.
But, I mean, even if they take Arrow off the air, that would be a good time to bring back, say, the Arrow characters, but...
Yeah.
It'd be nice to have, like, a sort of one-universe thing going
on for
them.
Yeah, for sure. That'd be cool. And I guess Roy's coming back as a permanent character next year, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Roy Harper?
Roy Harper, yeah, Arsenal.
Wow.
Yeah. But Thea's not coming back.
That's a hard conversation to have. Like,
yeah.
Oh, you're not a Thea fan?
Not really, no.
Fair enough. No, that's weird. I don't know how I feel about that one. Like, yeah, I mean, I guess, like, they've already got so many supporting characters going on Arrow right now.
Yeah.
Most of which I don't care about.
Yeah. That used to be my favorite of all of them, and this year it just didn't do anything for me.
I have a feeling Wild Dog's gonna quit.
I hope so.
I think. And it's not even, like, I mean, like, yeah, he's very one note, but I have a feeling, like, this whole season has been about, like, parents and kids kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think for him at the end, like, in that finale, he had a moment of, like, oh, yeah, like, I could very well not come back. So yeah. I think after this whole thing, I think he's done.
Yeah.
So, Which is fine. It opens up a spot, but I wonder if we'll see, like, Roy, like, just, like, without an arm.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
One-armed and trucker hat. Like...
trucker hat.
It's like I'm listening to group talk and I don't understand.
About well, what specifically?
Everything.
Well, she only watches Legends, so...
Oh, okay.
I don't watch any of it. I glean bits and pieces when Hunter's watching.
I just smile and nod.
Yeah, pretty much.
They're good shows. Like, they're well done. I mean, Arrow could stand to be a little bit more, like, superhero-y. It's very much the, like, mob crime style show with only, like, little touches of like, meta-human style thing. And then you, like, flip over to The Flash, and it's like, oh, we fought King Shark this week. And, like, I just want, like, a shot of, like, Wally, or, like, Barry and Ollie just sitting there and being like... Hey, what'd you fight? Oh, yeah, I fought some, like, hoods with a gun. Oh, that's cute. I fought a gorilla. Like...
Oh, that's awesome.
Now, see, I am learning more about the characters in the DC Universe because I played DC Universe Online.
Okay.
And so I'm playing, and I'll message him. I'm like, I just ran into so-and-so. He's like, cool. I'm like, I have no idea who this character is, but I ran into him and got a quest from him. I'm okay. You know? It's...
There's so many characters, and they're doing they're making a good clip in these TV series of introducing people. Like, if you look at the number of characters that have come through Legends, the number of characters that have come through The Flash, like, Arrow's been sort of lesser in terms of, like, what people they've brought in, but they brought in, like, Ra's al Ghul, like, Hive, like, I mean... They've steered clear of the whole, like, Justice League-esque style thing, but, I mean, you might start seeing, like, Teen Titans style stuff.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. And Flash brought in Ralph this year, too.
Yeah. So, hey, I'm just waiting for him to meet somebody named Sue. Like, I'm just
That'd be great.
Because he has a wife who died.
It's in the Identity Crisis book that you borrowed.
That I haven't read yet.
Uh-huh.
There's so, yes, I'm waiting for a character specifically to be introduced because I know she'll die. Like, I just keep waiting for, like, John Diggle to be like, okay, I'm leaving, guys, and I have to go underground, so I'm going to use my mother's maiden name, and so you can call me John Stewart now. And, like...
And then he's Green Lantern.
Because I want a Green Lantern, because I would love to see him become a Green Lantern.
That would be cool. That would be cool. Hey, let's take another break. I'm going to play our other commercial that Hunter reads.
Yeah.
So it all ties in together, right? We'll be right back.
I'm so sorry, folks.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Sketchbook Comics and Games is a store that has something awesome for everyone. In addition to selling comics, board games, and action figures, there are tables for open gaming. Wednesday nights, Sketchbook features game night starting at 6 p.m., Friday through Sunday, Sketchbook is the place to be for Magic the Gathering. The store is located at 224 Glenridge Avenue, Unit 9 in St. Catharines. Come on down for all your geek and comic book needs.
We need to divert auxiliary power to the rear deflector shield.
We definitely do.
Since when do you know how to fly? 190 years old? You look great.
All right, we are back at the Hunter's house with our lovely friends Kristen and Hunter. And want to talk Star Wars?
Oh, let's.
So,
only because you said during the break we would be doing Star Wars.
That's right. So we're sort of kind of prepared.
Yes, sort of.
So kinda. I'll tell mine and then you can tell yours. And it all fits in together beautifully.
Just goes together so seamlessly.
Right.
It's amazing.
So according to sources, the Obi-Wan Kenobi movie is now in official pre-production. They're going to start shooting in spring of 2019. And hopefully the film's going to come out in 2020. The report that I read is claiming that the Obi-Wan film is not an origin story like Solo, but a prequel to the original Star Wars in which It's on Tatooine, and Obi-Wan is living in exile and watching over young Luke Skywalker.
Aww.
And you know what? I hope Ewan McGregor is going to come back, because he was one of those...
He said he wanted to. Like, he said, like, you offer me a movie, like, you offer me a movie, I'll come back for it.
And you're getting him in a role now where if he's, you know, nearing Alec Guinness, you know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Ewan McGregor has aged more appropriately to be that age, too.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
that
exactly.
would work.
And he's still not going to be so old, like, in A New Hope, because Luke's still young.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? So, he's aged fine. Like, he'll be great.
Yeah. No, I think it'll be really good. I would love to see that, because...
Yeah.
It's like, they've done some stuff with it in the cartoons. Like, they had, like, Darth Maul go after him. And they had a fight in one of the seasons of one of the cartoon shows.
Clone Wars?
No, I think it was Rebels.
Okay.
I think, like, I mean, they had done some stuff with it in Clone Wars, too, with Darth Maul coming back, but that was more, like, before Episode 3 stuff. And this is now, like, the one that, Rebels is very specifically happening between 3 and 4.
Okay.
So, they've done a lot of stuff, like, where they had, like, Ahsoka grew up and fought Darth Vader.
Saw that. I'm a little bit behind on Rebels.
I didn't watch that much of it, but, hey, if you give me Darth Vader beating up a bunch of kids, I'm going to watch the hell out of that YouTube video.
Exactly.
But I had seen some stuff where they had had Darth Maul track down Obi-Wan to Tatooine.
Oh, wow.
Okay. And they had a confrontation, like...
Nice.
Oh, my God.
So...
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, that could be exciting.
There was a sculpture, too, that was done a couple years ago where somebody had done, like, a, like, Obi-Wan on Tatooine kind of thing, and he had taken, like, pictures of both Alec Guinness and Ewan McGregor and sort of composited them together, and... So, it, like, it's rich for, like, storytelling, I think, and it'll be interesting to see them... potentially tell, like, a one-planet story.
Yeah.
Because I feel like a lot of the Star Wars that they've had has just been like, okay, how many planets can we hit in the shortest possible amount of time? Rogue One, we're going to start on, like, farm planet that Jyn Erso's hiding out. Okay, now we're going to go to Forrest Whitaker's planet. Now we're going to go to the... Death Star prototype science factory planet. Okay, now we're going to go to the Rebel base. Okay, now we're going to go to Scar... Like, and it seems like they're doing the same kind of thing in Solo.
Yeah.
Where they're going to jump around. They even jumped around a lot in The Last Jedi. Like, for a movie that takes place within the span of, like, a week or two...
That's a lot of planet.
They're like, oh, yeah, we're on, like, this planet. And then we're also going to go to Superfluous Casino Planet. And... then Salt Flat Hoth.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Salty Hoth. Like,
yeah. Salty Hoth.
And then Fishwives Jedi Planet. Like, so it just seems more like...
blue milk.
Yes. It just seems like they're trying to do... they almost feel like they're trying to do too much with, like, how many places.
Yeah.
They're going, like, if you look at, like, say, like, the first Star Wars, it was, like, Tatooine, the Death Star... and then, like, a little bit at Yavin, but it was still mostly the Death Star.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And then Empire was Hoth, Dagobah, Cloud City.
Yeah.
For the most part, with, the, like, the asteroid belt.
Yeah.
And then even Return of the Jedi was Tatooine, Endor.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, as you went through these movies, just more and more planets started dropping in. Like, you got, like... Kamino and Geonos, like, I mean, like, Episode 2 wasn't bad for that. Like, they really just sort of stuck to Geonosis and Kamino and Coruscant.
Mm-hmm.
But then you get to, like, 3, and it's like, okay, we're also going to go to, like, every planet that, like we're going to make a token stop off with the Wookiees. We're going to, like, make a stop off with, like, the... sinkhole people where Obi-Wan gets to ride a lizard.
That's right, yeah. The lava planet.
Yeah.
Well, and that's fine. That's a set piece that you want to see.
Yeah. Mm. Oh,
it just takes away from the specialness of it when you don't spend as much time there. Like, You don't get invested in the way of, like, what's going on the planet. Like, it was just there to be, okay, we're totally going to burn Anakin Skywalker. We need a planet to do that.
Like, yeah. And then he made a castle and lived on that planet.
I would.
That's kind of cool, actually.
Oh, yeah. Like, why wouldn't you? Be like, well, because he sees that as the planet that he was, like, quote-unquote, born on. Like, this is, like, I'm going to...
Yeah.
Yeah. And liquid magma is like the opposite of sand, and he hates sand. It's coarse and rough, and it gets in everything.
Oh, man. I hope Hayden Christensen never comes back.
He was actually supposed to be in The Force Awakens.
I read that. Really?
Yeah, he was supposed to be like a Darth Vader Force ghost that was going to talk to Kylo Ren.
Oh.
So.
I'm glad that did not happen.
Yeah.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. Ew.
But I think you have something to add to that.
Nah.
No?
Lando loves everyone.
Yes, he's first off, he's pansexual, they've confirmed. Which is fine. I think it's cool. Because, you know, he's just that kind of smooth kind of guy.
Lando was a smooth mother, man.
He's got a cape room on the Millennium Falcon. Of course he's pan.
He really, yeah. With that many capes?
Have you seen, like, like, a tour of the Millennium Falcon, and he's literally,
and
like, here's my cape room, like.
That fur cape is awesome.
I need to know is how the Millennium Falcon goes from what it is in Han, in the Han Solo movie, to what it is
piece of crap in the other movie.
Right, like, it's brand new.
Well, that's what happens
and in the span of, what is it, 10 years, it goes from being brand new to a bucket of bolts?
Well, I mean, there's a Wookiee on board, so...
I was gonna say, it's what happens when, like, a gay man owns an apartment versus, like, two single guys living together, like...
True.
Yeah, that's
maybe
true.
That's why they made him pan.
Maybe.
Be like, we can't explain why this is so clean!
And
that's okay.
Just so organized.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, how early, how much before episode 4 is this supposed to take place? Is it 10 years?
Maybe. I don't know if I've heard.
Yeah, because, yeah.
I think you figured it out that it was 10 years based on Chewie's age.
Oh, yeah. Because
right.
Chewie was, like, 200, and God, this is, like, how deep my nerd lore gets.
Go for it, sir.
Like, Chewie's, like, 220 in A New Hope.
Okay.
And they make a comment of, like... Like, in one of the trailers,
he's
like
190.
You're how old?
Right?
No. He's like 200, like, they make a comment of like 210 or something like that.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah.
So, yeah, it has to be like it's like 10 years or so before. But.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Owning lots of Star Wars cards gives you this knowledge of, like, all the, actually, it's like funny, like, stuff that, like, they had when they first came out with, like, the Star Wars card game. And they'd, like, fill it with, like, lore from, like, the encyclopedias and all this stuff. And my favorite one was they had C-3PO's card. And they had a text on there that said, has never had his memory wiped, as far as he knows. And this was, like, a decade before episode 3.
Oh, wow.
Where he actually gets memory wiped at the end of it.
Yeah.
And I loved that as the, like...
What?
He also loves Lando. Cats love Lando.
He's a big Lando fan.
I really want to see Colt 45 do, like, a new marketing campaign with Donald Glover.
That'd be cool.
Or, like, both of them. Like, him and Billy Dee Williams together.
Yeah.
Like, come on, Colt 45. You need to do this for us.
He loves that idea, too. He's a Lando fan. He wants a cape. You should get him a cape.
I should get him a cape.
Oh,
he would look adorable in a cape.
Cape.
Everybody looks adorable in a cape.
And when we were at Toronto Comic Con, they had superhero capes for cats.
Yeah, they did.
Did they? Do you want a cape?
Said to Diana, should we get one for Starlight? She said, no, she won't go for that.
What kind of cape would you like as a cape cat? Do you want a Superman cape?
It could be streaky. No.
I'll just get you, like, cat stormtrooper armor.
Okay.
You miss the litter box all the time anyway.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Thank you.
Very nice.
Oh, that's good.
All right, so what else
about
do you
Lando?
Know about Lando here?
Well, it was confirmed by the Lucasfilm president, Kathleen Kennedy, I read that. I didn't memorize it at all. That Lando Calrissian is going to be getting his own Star Wars story movie. No date as yet for pre-production or anything, but the project has been given priority status.
I guarantee you that movie is going to include the Battle of Teneb.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Because if it's anything these movies love to do is take a throwaway line that one character makes in one of the main Star Wars movies and turn it into a major plot point.
True.
Because we're going to have the Kessel Run in Solo.
You know
that's
it.
That's right.
And, yeah, I bet you if they do, like, a, like, Lando movie, they'll have the Battle of Teneb.
I want to see Lobot, too.
Oh.
Okay, so here's my theory on that. I bet you... Lobot is like a human, sacrifices himself to like save Lando, and Lando like saves him by making him part robot. I'm sure the expanded universe people can be like, that's not where Lando came from, and I know there's some irony to me complaining about like expand like people with their encyclopedic knowledge of the expanded universe, but
You know what I really want to see a movie with the young Han Solo and Chewbacca is a book I read in the Star Wars universe, and it's called Death Trooper, and it's about zombies. It's about a zombie like virus that the Empire creates, and it takes over the Star Destroyer, and these two young boys, they're brothers, they're on a prison barge, an Imperial prison barge, and this human doctor on the prison barge, they find the Star Destroyer, and somehow they transfer the virus onto the barge, and everybody becomes infected, except the doctor, the two brothers, and Han Solo and Chewbacca, who are in solitary confinement in the bowels of the prison barge. Neat. And they have to find their way to get out and get onto a ship that's on the Star Destroyer and get away. And it's really...
The book's cool.
Fantastic. I love zombie stuff and everything. And it was just the perfect melding of, like, two of my favorite genres. And it was just... It's a very cool book. And the writer, the author is just... He had such a great grasp of Star Wars lore.
Well, Lando's one of those characters where, like, you know so little about him, it's very easy to just try and come up with a story.
Yeah. Mm.
And I think that's one of the things that they've sort of locked themselves in of these side stories of, like, okay, we're going to tell the origin of the Death Star. And you're like, okay, well, there's already a lot of information that you know about this, so there's not a huge amount of leeway that you can play with it. And even with, like, Solo, like... Okay, there's only so much you can do with this because you know sort of this is where he has to end up. Like, but with Lando, you're like, okay, I know, I mean, up before the Solo movie comes out and we get more information about him, but really the only things we know about him is he became an administrator of a mining colony.
Mm-hmm.
He won a big battle and he lost the Millennium Falcon to Han and a bet.
Yeah.
Like, and that's a great character where it gives you, like, you already have, like, a personality, and now you just get to fill in that personality in this story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Exactly.
Well, Lando was, like, one of the better parts of Return of the Jedi, too. Like, he was great.
I love that. He was really cool in that, in his co-pilot.
Nien Nub.
Yes.
Yeah. He looked like my friend Tim.
Unfortunately, I have people that come into my work and come to the cash registers, and they start talking to each other in whatever language that they speak. Like, I mean, I'm not getting specific or anything because it's always different all the time. And the only thing I can think of in my head, like whenever they're doing, it, is like, "Oh, Muad, Muliad," and I'm like, "Well, how can they be jamming us if they don't know we're coming?" Like, that's the only thing I think of. And because I'm just waiting for them to stop talking to each other, but the only thing I think of in that case is just, like, this exchange between Lando and his co-pilot.
Yeah. Oh, jeez. Wow. Let's take our last commercial break.
Okay.
On that note, when we come back, we have some geek calendar.
Stay tuned, loyal listeners. There's more We Got the Geek still to come.
Hi, this is Angelic Luca Cosplay, and you're listening to We Got the Geek.
Welcome back to the Geekly Sessions.
Yeah, session.
Session.
Singular, not plural.
Welcome back to the Geekly Session. We're here at the Hunters. Kristen and the lovely Hunter.
Ooh, lovely. You're the lovely Hunter.
Aww.
And I'll never forget.
This is because you insulted him during a break. Yeah.
No, that's fine.
I'm sure you'll get me back.
Just gonna go home and cry.
I'm gonna write about it in my diary. All right, we have the geek calendar here. I know you're all excited to hear it.
So excited.
Some slim pickings on the list.
July.
August. All right, so Tuesday is new DVD and Blu-ray release day.
What's a DVD?
It's what we used to watch before we had streaming. Anyhow, it was slim pickin', so I just picked Game Night, which is the Jason Bateman movie.
I actually want to see that one, so that's good to know that it's out on DVD.
Cool. I like that guy. He's funny sometimes.
Sometimes.
Of course, New Comic Book Day is on this coming
Wednesday.
Yeah, the 23rd. Some of the titles you can look forward to this week is an all-new Black Panther issue one from Marvel.
Yay.
Also, Flash 47, which is the first part of Flash War. Barry and Wally fight for some reason.
Oh no, my nephews.
We got Star Wars Annual 4. And coming out in theaters on the 25th is something we were just talking about, Solo.
What are you doing?
I'm distracting you, you big turd blossom.
Upcoming birthdays this week. Some exciting ones.
Who's getting older?
Well, on May 21st, it's Mr. T.
Nice! I like Mr. T. And he doesn't age.
No, he's like 110 now.
He
was birthed from the womb at like a full-grown man with just no tolerance for your sass.
I pity the fool.
I was trying not to.
I was waiting for it. I knew it was coming.
Remember on the A-Team, like he always fell for getting hit on the back of the head when they needed to get him on the plane?
Sometimes he was drugged.
That's right. He drove
what was, the show where it was like him and the like lady? Oh God, wasn't there like a buddy cop sort
yes.
of show that he was on?
I don't remember that.
I know what you're talking about though, because
Mr. T and the lady.
Yeah, Mr. T and the lady.
Do you remember the cartoon where he was like a gymnastics instructor?
Yes.
And the dog had the mohawk.
Yes.
Cruel.
Oh my God,
that was cruel.
All right, carry on with the birthdays.
Do not remember that.
Hunter will find out what the show was, but we'll carry on until he does. Oh, and it's also Judge Reinhold's birthday that day.
Oh, cool.
Judge.
He was in Dazed and Confused. No, he wasn't.
No, he was in
Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Why do I get
also,
confused?
Also, he played a...
They're both terrible, so don't worry.
They're both amazing.
He voiced
Fast Times at Ridgemont High is like the most overrated piece of crap. And it was called TNT, by the way.
Oh,
yeah,
nice.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Judge Reinhold also voiced a judge named Judge Reinhold on the Clerks cartoon.
Oh, boy.
And it was brilliant.
He was also Judge Reinhold on Arrested Development.
Oh, okay.
He
was an actual judge.
With Fred Savage.
Oh, where they
swap bodies.
Wow.
It was like Freaky Friday with guys.
That just sounds bad.
I know, I'm sorry.
It's a Freaky Friday with guys. On the 22nd is Sean Gunn's birthday from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Nice.
Hoping to get an interview with him at Niagara Falls Comic Con.
Yes.
That would be
Bring
sweet.
Him a birthday present. That might help.
Ooh, yeah. That's right. The happy belated birthday. Give us an interview.
We loved you as Rocket.
We could give him Yondu's arrow.
Okay.
Or something. I don't know. I'm tired. On the 23rd, it's Melissa McBride's birthday from Walking Dead. You cosplayed her once.
Yes, I did. Did I?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
At the cosplay games. You were Carol.
I was Carol. Okay. I don't watch Walking Dead anymore.
Nobody does, and yet it's still on.
I do.
Okay.
On the 24th, John C. Reilly.
Nice! I like him so much. I'm looking forward to Wreck-It Ralph.
He's nice. He's nice.
The trailer for that looks good.
It does. It looks really fun.
And original.
Yes.
Yes.
They go to the interwebs.
I know. I agree.
It's great.
On the 25th, we have Mike Myers, who actually might be doing a sequel to Austin Powers, I guess.
Why? Really?
He wants to tell it in
the... money?
He hasn't acted in 10 years, I guess.
He hasn't done anything since The Cat in the Hat.
Oh, no, Love Guru.
Oh, was it Love Guru? Okay. Yeah. I was going to say, he had a bunch of tank friggin' roles.
I like to pretend wonderful. That movie doesn't exist.
The last thing I saw him in was the 40th anniversary of SNL.
Oh, okay.
And does Wayne's World, and it was just as pathetic as you'd think it is.
He also had a cameo in Inglourious Basterds.
Did he really?
Yeah, uncredited, yeah.
That's weird.
I think he was giving Brad Pitt a mission or something like that.
I don't remember that at all.
And it's also Frank Oz's birthday that day, Yoda.
Aww.
And someone you got to meet and see do a play, Ian McKellen.
Oh, nice.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Sir Ian McKellen.
Sir Ian McKellen.
Yes.
Magneto.
Sir Ian. You shall not pass!
Sir Ian.
It's called acting.
And he was also Gandalf in Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit.
Yeah, someday I'll watch those.
What?!
Yeah,
we can't be friends anymore.
Oh,
right?
And I said, "How am I marrying you? You've not watched them at all." He's like,
"Want to see me impress Hunter?" Hunter, I finally watched the second Hunger Games movie.
Did you actually?
Yeah.
Oh wow, that's so many years in the making. Were you as emotionally crushed by Lenny Kravitz's death?
You swore at me.
I wanted you to be like years ago.
You swore at me on one of the podcasts.
I swear at you because I held on to that for so long. I'm like, man, I can't wait to hear his reaction to this. And then Obama came and went from office. And you still hadn't seen it. And I'm just gonna rip into it. I'm like, I'm gonna hold on to this forever. Lenny Kravitz dies! You monster.
I still haven't seen the last two, though. So.
Yeah, don't worry about it. I just needed you to see Lenny Kravitz get killed. That's okay. When we do the other episode of this in 2027, you can be like, I saw the first part of the third Hunger Games. I'm really looking forward to finding out what happens.
And on the 26th.
On the 26th, I'm going to watch the second episode of this Star Wars thing I've heard so much about. I think the Empire Strikes Back or something?
Stop breaking, Jay Stu.
So it's Philip Michael Thomas's birthday. Tubbs.
From Miami.
Oh, God. Probably best known from those god-awful Yoplait commercials in the 80s.
Those were fantastic commercials.
He used to lick the camera and stuff.
Ew.
It was Tubbs. All right, so Niagara Falls Comic Con's coming up.
Yay.
And you're going to be there, of course?
Yes, of course. I haven't missed it yet.
Woo.
Yeah, you were with us at the very first one back in the restaurant.
Yeah.
Oh,
the negative one Niagara Falls Comic Con.
Yeah,
beta.
Yeah.
It was us and John Ballmer and a wrestler and Leonard Kirk.
Oh, is that why they keep bringing wrestlers in? Because they did it once and it did so well for them.
Yeah, they have like 8 or 9 wrestlers this year.
At least their guests are starting to get a little bit better. They're still not great, but they're...
Urkel.
Yeah.
Jonathan Frakes is a big name.
That's what I'm saying. They're starting to get a couple
Michael
of guys.
Michael Rooker's cool,
like,
too.
Yeah, like they've got a couple of guys that are actually done some good stuff and have some real geek cred and aren't just
Ralph Macchio
and the C-listers and stuff.
Yeah,
so.
I love Jonathan Frakes. And...
You saw a panel of his once, didn't you?
I did, yeah. Toronto Comic Con.
We have to fight as to which one of us gets to go see his panel. Jonathan Frakes.
Oh, I didn't even know he was getting a panel. I didn't even think Niagara Falls Comic Con did panels.
Yeah, it's on beard care.
Yeah, okay. How much am I going to have to pay extra for this panel?
Those are usually free.
Okay, they weren't like the year that Robert Picardo was doing his panel.
We have the problem of on vendor passes. They don't consider vendor passes deluxe passes, or at least they have not in the past. Okay. So we'll have to look into that.
Then they need to take a page from Toronto, because all their panels are free.
Fan Expo, they're free with deluxe passes. If you can get the basic passes, but nobody bothers to get the basic passes, they're not included. It's been several years since I've been to Fan Expo. They may have done away with it.
I think we got spoiled with the media passes then. That's how we got in
there. It's definitely possible they've changed. It's been several years since I've gone to Fan Expo. The year, you know, someone stole my badge and I swore I'd never go back. And then I've ended at it for 2 years. And then shenanigans.
But that was the first place I ever talked to you, even though we worked together.
We talked to each other before that.
Barely.
Yeah, that was kind of like us finally, like, creeping into being friends, but yeah.
Yeah.
That's how she gets you. She just, like, sort of is tangentially your friend because of proximity.
I was dressed as a Wiimote, of course I had it.
And that's the first time we talked. And then she went on to have the most appearances on our former radio show.
Yeah.
Of which John Ballmer still talks about it to this day.
Those were the days.
And that's how we met you. You were on some weird time in Korea in the chat room.
Yep. Yeah, it was like the beginning of my day every day. I would like get to the school and have nothing to do for like an hour. I'd be like, okay, cool. I'm going to like listen to this thing.
And then there was this fellow named Hunter in our chat room, in our live chat room.
Yep.
I do miss the liveness of the old show.
Yeah, sometimes I do too. It was fun at times.
Well, when we find a place to live, we can set up a little thing in the rec room and do it again.
It was fun at times.
Why not? We can bring it back.
That's right.
Nothing's stopping us.
There's lots of internet ways to do that these days.
Oh, God, yeah.
Nothing's going to stop us now.
Nobody's
having a good time.
Watching the Hunger Games in 2027.
That's another movie I want to see. Although, I don't know now. I haven't seen the Hunger Games. Really? How? You don't know me very well. No, the Freddie Mercury biopic.
It could be good.
It could be good, except they're going to, like, completely leave out the fact that, one, he was bisexual, and two, he died of AIDS.
Yeah.
Yeah, you didn't get that feeling at all from the trailer.
No.
It'd be like a Hans Gruber biopic where they leave out the fact that, oh, by the way, he fell off the Nakatomi Plaza. Like,
yeah.
It's kind of like one of the only things people know about him, and
we're
going to leave it out.
So I'm not too happy about their direction with that. I think they should have put all of that in because that was part of his life.
Maybe it'll just be one of those like American Graffiti type blurbs at the end of the movie. Oh, by the way, Freddie Mercury went on to be bisexual and died of AIDS.
He didn't go on to be bisexual.
Well, you know.
It's not like...
I know, you know what I mean.
Change.
On my deathbed, let them know I liked the peen.
Freddie Mercury didn't get to see the Hunger Games.
You only saw the first episode.
Oh, good times.
Oh, my God.
We are laughing.
Yes.
That's okay. Lenny Kravitz is up there right now with him. So I'm like, hey, by the way, it was really... Oh, Lenny Kravitz isn't dead, is he?
No.
This is the movie.
Man.
If he dies...
I'm gonna look really bad if, like, in the next week before you put this out...
Hunter killed Lenny Kravitz.
I know, that's exactly what I was thinking.
Hunter killed Lenny Kravitz.
Oh, my God.
I killed Jerry Van Dyke this year, so...
Yeah. Wow. You didn't kill Margot Kidder, though, did you?
No. I was walking through Walmart one day, and I'm like, oh, my God, they have the complete Coat series here on DVD. And then, like, 2 days later, Jerry Van Dyke was dead.
Way to go, Jason.
I did it. I'm not proud of it.
Do you want to, like, try with, like, Justin Bieber or something?
Justin Bieber.
Yeah. Why don't you put your powers to good use?
Use them for good instead of evil.
All right.
Oh my god, Disneyland's selling an infinity gauntlet you can drink booze from.
Oh,
anyways.
I need that.
Oh, yeah, please.
Oh, I need that.
Just like a straw in the thumb.
Oh, I need that.
We should get those for the... No, we won't. That won't make sense, having an infinity gauntlet at the wedding when it's Doctor Who themed. Never mind.
Oh my god, that would be great. Like, just like if just like somebody in Thanos gear shows up and they're like, oh, wait, sorry.
Hold on.
Before you go, because I'm probably going to edit a bunch of this, thoughts on the ending of Peter Capaldi on Doctor Who?
Honestly, it's like so forgettable. Like, I don't even remember that much about it. Like, his whole run was just like, okay, it's there for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah, I would say the best thing about Peter Capaldi moving on is Peter Capaldi's moving on.
Oh boy,
I'm not a big fan of Capaldi.
I loved him. He was grumpy like me.
He was just pedantic. He just kept going like It was overkill. Like, it was...
He was fine. It was just, I felt, like, one, I hated his companion on the last season. Like, I just hated her with a passion.
Okay.
And...
I don't know. She grew on me.
Yeah, like a boil. Anyway, like...
Oh, my.
No, I just felt like she was only there to say the stuff that fans on the internet had said before. And that was, like, all she did. But, like, yeah, I mean, like, I feel like he had a good run. Like, he had some memorable episodes, and he had a fun personality. But, yeah, I just don't honestly, like, actively remember his transition. Like, or, like, why he died. Like,
I'm trying to remember, too.
Yeah, see? There you go. Like, you can't honestly, like...
The first Doctor was there, and then the new Doctor was there.
But to be fair, a lot of that is shrouded in all the controversy of having a female doctor.
Yeah.
You forget a little bit about where Capaldi went because you're remembering where she's coming from, right?
Yeah.
But at the same time, yeah, I don't know. I just feel like I know why Eccleston died because he was shot by Daleks. I know Tennant died because he was shot by Daleks. No, like...
Oh,
no, he was irradiated to save Wilfred.
Yeah.
And then the 11th Doctor died because, like, he had lived all of these lives on a planet tacked on with a Christmas theme. And then... But, I mean, like, they're sort of more memorable, but I just don't... It's all just sort of a blur.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Blur. Like the Flash.
Oh, jeez.
No, the blur was... Clark Kent.
Right. I'm so dumb. With his red leather jacket.
Yeah.
But we won't speak of that. Anyhow, thanks for having us to the Moss Hunter Cantina. It's lovely seeing you guys again.
Yes.
Hopefully we'll see you a lot sooner than we just now.
We'll see you at the con.
See you at the con on the Sunday. We'll be there. We'll be buying some lovely wares from your booth.
Apparently, we were saving up for them.
No spoilers. You have to come see the booth.
That's right.
These custom creations.
Or, you know, you could just follow me on Facebook or Instagram, where I regularly post stuff I'm working on.
Ooh, advertising.
Yeah. What is your Facebook and Instagram site?
Damned if I know what their actual addresses are. Just search for my name.
Search for her name and listen to the commercial we played earlier in the show.
There you go. And I'm hoping to have my cosplay done for... I doubt it.
We'll link in the comments when this goes up.
That's right. So thanks for having us.
Yes.
With your lovely cat. And we still don't have a closing to the show?
No. Somebody come up with like a catchphrase for us.
Yes.
There might be another $5 Timmy's card in it.
Lenny Kravitz forever.
No.
Wakanda forever.
That one ain't.
Geekanda forever.
No, that won't age well.
No.
Dynamite!
Stop.
Sit on it.
Stop.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.